Right now, it's time for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And right here, we have Chatham County Commissioner Karen Howard here in the studio to catch us up on county government. Commissioner, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. So, first of all, County Commissioner's last meeting was not a regular meeting. It was a legislative breakfast that you held last week. Who did you meet with and what did you discuss?
So we do this annually. We meet with our legislative team. We met with Robert Reeves, our House Rep, and Senator Valerie Fushi, who also covers Orange County. And we bring in our representatives from the municipalities and the towns. We have planning is there, our Council on Aging and other agencies are there. We all sort of, we give updates, but in addition to that, we talk about the county's legislative goals and how they are tied into the Association of County Commissioners' legislative goals, the school district's legislative goals, and some of the goals that individual communities may have, like some of our counties that are and rural communities that are struggling with broadband would be interested to know that that's been a legislative goal of the association and of our board for a couple of years now. So we share that kind of information, and we also talk about the interconnectedness of everything that we're doing, right? So we may operate from a particular position, but we're not operating in silos. Everything that we do is touching residents across the county, and so that it's a very good way of getting some conversation and some feedback from our legislative team about what's happening, what's the likelihood that anything might happen, who else we could bring in to edge things forward, and hopefully get some of these legislative goals met in the next session or beyond.
How do you identify the top issues or the top priority goals for a given year?
So we tend to look at the things that the county has faced challenges on. So broadband is one of those, and school funding, the school bond, et cetera. And look at what the municipalities are also being challenged with and how those things affect us broadly.
Does it change much from year to year?
It has. You know, there have been a couple of times when, from the Association of County Commissioners, we realize that a legislative goal is not going anywhere, and to keep it there is really just to hold space, and it might be worth moving something up that could be achieved. And so we look at the association's goal. The League of Municipalities sets their own legislative agenda as well. And generally, those top five, six goals tend to be shared across multiple associations, and so we rank them that way. You know, which are the ones that mean most to Chatham that have a better chance of success, or at least being heard and starting a conversation.
There's been a lot of really high-profile issues where, I mean, the budget obviously being the most prominent one, and Medicaid expansion and funding for education and things like that, where there's been a lot of gridlock in Raleigh and an inability to get things passed. While all of that's been going on, lawmakers in Raleigh have been able to pass quite a number of bills that maybe have flown under the radar in terms of media coverage just because of those high-profile conflicts. So all of that in mind, was this an optimistic meeting, or is there a significant amount of hope that, yep, we can get something done on these issues this year?
I wouldn't say it's optimistic. I think that, in general, our team has been fairly realistic about the odds of succeeding, of even getting some of these heard. But we're optimistic in that the landscape is beginning to change, and we have an opportunity to reach across some of the political boundaries, because some of these issues are so nonpartisan, and bring a kind of collaborate and build some sort of real grassroots push that might push a particular legislator, a particular member of our General Assembly, to hear something.
Yeah.
And so that we're hopeful about. We're not necessarily thinking that we're going to get these goals accomplished in this legislative session.
What about broadband, rural broadband in particular?
Right. So that's one of the things, like the tier system, that affects every single county in some way. And so there are counties that really do well with the tier system that we have for rating counties. But within that county, there may be municipalities that are negatively affected. And the same thing with broadband. So there are counties that they're so, the populations are so well condensed into particular areas that you can, they can meet most of their need. And then there are counties like Chatham and Orange, where you have pockets of the county that are sufficiently rural that they just aren't getting service.
Mm-hmm.
And the maps that are used to determine whether service is coverage is complete are themselves defective. So that's one of the broad goals, is to change the way that we assess whether coverage is adequate in a particular area.
Other issues or other things that came up at that breakfast that people want to know about?
Certainly, we're constantly talking about the challenges with the school system, but one of the things that comes up year after year is the challenge with the school calendar and mm-hmm. aligning the traditional public school calendar with community college. But at the end of it, what really comes out is that local communities need flexibility, that the community needs to decide what calendar works best for the community. So it may end up being that something works better in the mountains and something else works better at the beach and something works different in this central Piedmont area. But communities are the best determinants of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one that always surprises people who don't have kids in school and think that, you know, why don't you align your calendar with the colleges and the community colleges so that our kids can take courses? And it's not as simple as that. There are legislative limitations to what we can do, and they're pretty severe.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one that got a lot more time and attention than you might think it would. But because it's, you know, there's conversation about it, it's a in some levels of the conversation, it's an economic question.
Mm-hmm.
But to the extent that communities were able to address it as it applied to them, at the calendar challenge as it applied to them, I think we'd deal with the economic impact if the beach needed to extend summer or, you know, whatever that trade-off is for beach, mountain, central, north, south, we would be able to do it with mm-hmm. calendar flexibility.
Speaking with County Commissioner Karen Howard, ChathamNC.org for more information on Chatham County government. Of course, no County Commissioners meeting this week, although several County Commissioners are busy today because it is Election Day. There's a campaign going on. I want to talk about the County Commissioner races, but there are a couple of really significant referendums on the ballot that people ought to know about, the quarter-cent sales tax referendum and then the malt beverage referendum.
Yeah.
We haven't actually talked about the malt beverage referendum on this show, so tell us about that. What's the issue?
Yeah, happy to start there.
Yeah.
So it looks like a bit of an oversight. Distilled spirits can be sold around the county. The towns have passed legislation bills that will allow sale of malt beverages in the towns and other forms of alcoholic beverage,
mm-hmm.
and somehow malt beverages were excluded from being able to be sold in the county. So if you're in a municipality in Chatham, if you're in Siler City or Pittsboro, you're covered and you can have a brewery.
Right.
But in the county, you can't. And so this really would just close that hole because it makes no sense. You have wine and you know, distilled spirits and mead and et cetera, but you can't have a malt beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Facility. And
does that include restaurants, or is it
breweries? So a restaurant
okay.
But it would be breweries, tasting rooms, bars, anything that didn't also serve food.
Gotcha.
And so it really just closes that hole, which there is no practical reason it was excluded. So it has oddly gotten attention that doesn't seem warranted, but it seems to be like a reasonable decision to just move ahead and have everything included if you're going to have some of it.
That's on the ballot, and the other referendum that's on the ballot and this we have talked a little bit about is the quarter cent sales tax.
Yeah. And, you know, so it's one of those things. In a growing community, you're going to have growing needs,
mm-hmm.
right? So you have more demand for public services. You have more people to protect with your emergency responses, more school needs. And you are going to have to, at some point, find some money to do that. And in Chatham County, we've committed to investing in affordable housing in a way that we haven't in the past. If you're going to make these heavy lifts, like affordable housing, like preservation of agricultural land, they're costly.
Mm-hmm.
But the benefit to the county is countless. It really does pay off. And it's a quarter of a cent. So what it would really do is bring us in line with most of the counties surrounding us. Nobody drives to Chatham County to shop to save a quarter of a cent on the sales tax rate. But what often happens is Chatham County residents go out of the county and purchase goods at the rate that other counties are charging.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense to me that we at least come up to where the surrounding counties are. And it would make a significant impact. I mean, we're talking about a significant amount of money that could go into addressing some of the challenges that the county faces, because it is a growing county and we're in a region that is itself growing.
How much per year is projected to...
So I quoted the amount last week, and I hate to be wrong, but it was really it was $1.6 million is
okay.
My recollection, or something fairly close to that, which, you know, it's not small change. When
mm-hmm.
when we consider that this year we've spent the most that we have on affordable housing, which was $200,000, which is nothing,
mm-hmm.
right? When you have the kind of need that we have a huge deficit in affordable housing in the county. And it's a need that has to be met, or we're going to continue to... So in Chatham County, our growing part of the population is 65 and older. Can't sustain that. We have to be able to house and accommodate people across the income spectrum. So
mm-hmm.
housing affordability across the income spectrum has been a focus of ours, and we need to invest in that. We need to invest in our schools. So capital needs at schools are significant.
Mm-hmm.
And the more the state, the less the state spends, the more the county is going to have to pony up. And this, to me, is one of a very reasonable way of going ahead and meeting some of these critical needs without placing an additional burden on property owners.
Mm-hmm. How did you identify which particular areas to target the spending?
So we cannot commit funds to any particular area. All
right.
We can do is say that this is our intention.
Okay.
This is the goal, because you can't bind a future board of commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have the departments and input from staff, input from organizations like Habitat for Humanity come in and talk about the need and what a pool of funds could accomplish. So we heard from our agricultural folks. We heard from the folks at the Ag Center about
mm-hmm.
And the Extension Services about some of the collaborations that they might be able to do in preservation of farmland. And we heard from our parks community about investing in parks across the county.
And there's already been a movement on that just in the last couple of weeks, right?
Yes.
A new
yep.
park and investments in an existing park, right?
Yes. And so if you go to the parks across Chatham County, you know, we have land.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the assets that we have. But there are different amenities in the various parks.
Mm-hmm.
And the way park fees work, you have to spend the money in the park that it was raised for,
yep.
Which means that we don't have equitable services across the county. And if we can move forward with the plan that was submitted by the Parks and Rec Department, we really would see investment in the parks across the county that brings them up to something that the communities have developed, a plan that reflects the interests and desires of the communities around there.
Speaking with Karen Howard, Chatham County Commissioner, ChathamNC.org for more information on county government, other things going on in Chatham County that people ought to know about.
Well, we have a dedicated election site, which is really exciting for me in the northeastern part of the county. We've had some sites that have moved every time there's an election because we could not find a location that worked well. And we have a dedicated site in the northeast at the new community college site.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear we have great turnout. So for local government, it's always good to know that people are getting out and voting in your primaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Mann's Chapel site got more votes
yeah.
in early voting than any other precinct in the state. So.
So Chatham County has a history of great turnout, and here's hoping this is another good year for
it's
us.
That malt beverage referendum.
It must
Everyone
be.
is turning out for the malt beverage referendum. Forget the presidential race. This is where it's at. ChathamNC.org for more information on county government. County Commissioner Karen Howard, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks.